Today is the third anniversary of Tropical Storm Irene, which left hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage in its wake. Much of the cost of repairs was paid by FEMA, but the town of Bennington is still struggling to be reimbursed for work on the roaring branch of the Wallumsack River. VPR's Susan Keese has more.
Bennington's roaring branch lived up to its name in Tropical Storm Irene. The river roared down Woodford Mountain, carrying rocks, trees, land, and structures into Bennington, where the land levels out and the river typically deposits its sediment and debris. Bennington town manager Stuart Hurd watched as a car tumbled downstream, barely clearing one of two bridges near the town center.
There was a real concern that water, if any more material get caught on the bridges, that water was going to top those bridges or go around them. And if it went around them, then it would be in the village. And that was the risk.
Bennington assistant town manager Dan Monk says Irene added as much as 12 feet of sediment and debris in some spots. The next storm could have forced the river to detour around that material in catastrophic new directions. The town worked closely with river experts to minimize the danger without causing unwanted consequences downstream. Monk says the work protected badly eroded banks, and it left the roaring branch and its floodplain wider so it has room to meander and dissipate its energy.
We believe we did the minimum necessary to protect life and property.
The project cost about $4 million, but when the town applied to FEMA, the agency responded that it didn't qualify for reimbursement. Roy Schiff is an aquatic engineer hired by the town. He says FEMA rules are geared towards inundation floods, where the water rises and then recedes. He says FEMA is less familiar with the fast-moving, powerful erosion floods typical of Vermont's mountain waterways.
It seems to be very challenging to communicate with FEMA about the true nature of the risks and what we have to do to alleviate those risks in this state.
A spokesman for FEMA says the agency does understand erosion flooding, but FEMA funding hinges on a project's cost-effectiveness, and cost-benefit analyses are difficult with erosion floods because they're less predictable. Ben Rose leads Vermont's Irene-related recovery and mitigation efforts. He's worked with Vermont communities on some 3,400 FEMA applications. Most of those projects are complete or underway, except for a few dozen of the toughest problems.
Bennington is one of the last remaining major pain points. It's one of the places where, to date, we have not gotten all of the federal support we believe should be coming within the federal eligibility guidelines.
After years of discussion and appeals, Rose says FEMA has now agreed to pay $2 million towards the work on the Roaring Branch.
But there's still about $1.1 million of funding essentially in dispute, and which that very well may be likely headed to a second appeal in Washington, D.C.
Town manager Stuart Hurd says $1 million is a lot of money for a town Bennington's size. And with so many experts on its side, he says the town will file an appeal. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.